It's time once again for that gentleman with the cheap pocket watch and a bucket full of Chico sticks, coming to you directly from southern New Mexico, where the women are beautiful and the men are finely groomed. He's bringing back the nickel soda pop, and he's here right now because this is the Jason Kirkman Show.
Well, hello, folks. Seth and I are going to go fishing today. We did that last week, and we're kind of hooked, even though we haven't caught anything yet. You know, I remember fishing with my dad a lot when I was a kid. Our favorite place was off a boat dock somewhere outside of Springfield, Missouri. We used to catch a lot of bluegill there. I don't remember much about it except catching a few fish, and I do remember one thing, and that was just being with my dad. I love that. And today I will just love being with my son. He and I, a couple of lawn chairs, a couple of rods, a few jokes, a few laughs, and a couple of those not-so-nickel soda pops. That's where it's at. Right now, though, it's time for all the fun we have here every week, my friends. You know it. This is the Jason Kirkman Show.
Sitting here, wondering what it's all about. This rock and roll music that makes you shout. You tune in on Bandstand, they're jumping like mad. And they're dancing, they're doing it. Don't look bad, you get that itchy, twitchy feeling. You start rocking and reeling.
Rocking and reeling.
Soon your arms and legs start flapping like a hound of mouth and yapping. You're rocking and rolling. You don't understand it, but it sure feels nice. You thought you might try it about a once or twice. You started with that dance they call the stroll, but you felt much better doing rock and roll. You get that itchy, twitchy feeling. You start rocking and reeling.
Rocking and reeling.
Soon your arms and legs start flapping like a honka loppy yapping. You're rocking and rolling.
That was Bobby Hendrix with the Itchy Twitchy Feeling, and here's Jackie Wilson with Shake, Shake, Shake.
Come on and shake a while, come on and drive me wild, get out and on the floor, shake it up till your feet get sore, yeah! Come on, baby, drive me crazy, turn around now! When you begin to move, you put me in a dancing groove, I want to jump and shout.
Ah!
Here's Elvis Presley with "You're Wearing That Loved On Look."
I had to leave town for a little while. You said you'd be good while I'm gone. But the look in your eye that told me you told a lie. I know there's been some carrying on.
A man in Florida is now facing several charges after shooting at two AT&T service trucks because he didn't like that they were parked outside his home. Well, too bad, little snowflake. Cell phone video posted online shows Jorge Jove, age 64, walking up to the AT&T service vehicles and shooting out the tires and then at the body of the trucks. According to the utility employees doing work in that area, Jove was upset that they were parked near his driveway and asked them to leave. When they told him that they couldn't leave, they were doing repairs, he took matters into his own hands. He grabbed a revolver and started blasting away. Jove even reloaded his firearm several times, according to the local paper, and he shot a second truck. The local police sergeant said when the authorities arrived, they found the trucks riddled with bullet holes, a total of 18, as a matter of fact. He seemed to be a quiet man, and something made him snap. Jove was arrested. He's now charged with 2 counts of aggravated assault with a firearm and 2 counts of felony vandalism. Police say he used to work for the Miami-Dade Fire Rescue for 34 years before retiring. He has no criminal background up until now. You're listening to The Jason Kirkman Show.
He was headed into Boston in a big, long diesel truck. It was his first trip to Boston, but he was having a whole lot of bad luck. He was going the wrong direction, down a one-way street in town. And this is what he said when the police chased him down. Well, give me 40 acres and I'll turn this rig around. It's the easiest way that I've found. Some guys can turn it on a dime or turn it right downtown. But I need 40 acres to turn this rig around. Well, he finally found work to unload, but he had a dreadful shot. His trailer pointed toward the road and his cab right to the dock. And as he looked around him through his tears, he made this sound. Give me 40 acres and I'll turn this rig around. Give me 40 acres and I'll turn this rig around. It's the easiest way that I've found. Some guys can turn turn it on a dime or turn it right downtown. But I need 40 acres to turn this rig around. When he finally got unloaded, he was glad to leave that town. He was very, very happy going back to Alabama. When up ahead he saw a sign that you were northward bound, he said, give me 40 acres and I'll turn this rig around. He was driving down the right lane when up ahead he saw a sign. He had to make a left turn, but the boy just couldn't get in line. The tears were streaming down his cheeks and we all heard him yell, give me 40 sticks of dynamite and I'll blow this rig to... Give me 40 acres and I'll turn this rig around. It's the easiest way that I've found. Some guys can turn it on a dime or turn it right downtown. Well, we got 40 acres. I'll turn this rig around. Yeah, just give me 40 acres and I'll turn this rig around. That's all.
President Theodore Roosevelt once said, when you play, play hard. When you work, don't play at all.
Working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, about to step down. Working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, about to step down.
5 o'clock in the morning. So tired. How long can this go on?
Yeah, working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, whoop, about to step down.
Working
in a coal mine,
going
down, down, down.
Working
in a coal mine, whoop, about to step down.
Cause I make a little money, hauling coal by the ton. But when Saturday rolls around, I'm too tired for having
just working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, whoop, about to step down.
Working
in a coal mine,
going
down, down, down.
Working
in a coal mine, whoop, about to step down.
Lord, I'm so tired. How long can this go on?
Daddy working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, whoop, about to step down.
Working
in a coal mine,
going
down, down, down.
Working
in a coal mine, whoop, about to step down.
5 o'clock in the morning, I'm already up and gone. Lord, I'm so tired. How long can this go on?
Daddy working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, whoop, about to step down.
Working
in a coal mine,
going
down, down, down.
Working
in a coal mine, whoop, about to step down.
Cause I make a little money hauling coal by the ton. But when Saturday rolls around, I'm too tired for having fun.
Too tired for having. I'm just working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, whoop, about to step down.
Working
in a coal mine,
going
down, down, down.
Working
in a coal mine, whoop, about to step down.
Mr. Bobby Troup wrote this song, and it inspired travelers across the continent of North America to take a little trip. What's the name of the song? The answer is coming up right here on The Jason Kirkman Show.
Oh,
This week's trivia question was, what was the name of the song that Bobby Troup wrote that inspired Americans to travel across the continent on the Mother Road? Well, it was Route 66. It was Nat King Cole who first recorded it in 1946. It's been covered many times.
If you ever plan to move west, travel my way, take the highway, that's the best. I get your kicks on Route 66. It winds from Chicago to LA, more than 2,000 miles all the way. Get your kicks on Route 66. Now you go through St. Louis, Joplin, Missouri, and Oklahoma City looks mighty pretty. You'll see Amarillo, Gallup, New Mexico, Flagstaff, Arizona, don't forget Winona, Kingman, Barstow, San Bernardino, won't you get hip to this timely tip. When you make that California trip, get your kicks on Route 66.
Friends and neighbors, thank you so much for listening to this edition of the Jason Kirtman Show, which has been underwritten, by the way, by my friends over at sudsysoapery.com and mysudsycrate.com, where the checkout code is always the word Jason. I use their products, and with them, I have turned my bathroom into my own personal spa. Check them out, and you'll find out how. Now, don't forget to spend quality time with the ones you love this week. Do a little fishing, do a little bowling, but whatever you do, spend time together. Now, let's get back to all the fun we have here every week, right here, right now. And I'm glad of it. It is the Jason Kirtman Show.
I had some money in the bank, but it just got spent. And she never seems to know where the money went. She got a black belt in shopping and a lot to spend it on. And where's all the money? money gone? Where's all the money gone? Or have I got things added up all wrong? Did she break the little nest egg I was sitting on? Where's all the money gone? Where's all the money gone? Play the cards for money, I just play them for the fun. I let people talk me out of what I probably could have won. If I'd have had some pocket change to bet those aces on, oh, where's all the money gone? Where's all the money gone? Or have I just added things up all wrong? Did she break that little nest egg that I was sitting on? Where's all the money gone? All the money gone. I'm gonna keep on making money just as much as I can make, so she can get a hold of all the money she can take. Now the only green she left me is out in my front lawn. Where's all the money gone? Where's all the money gone? Or have I just got it added up all wrong? Did she break the little nest egg that I was sitting on? Where's all the money gone? Where's all the money gone? Where's all the money gone? Or have I just got it added up all wrong? Did she break the little nest egg that I was sitting on? Where's all the money gone? Where's all the money gone? Where's all the money gone? Where's all the money gone?
Abraham Lincoln once wisely said that tact is the ability to describe others as they see themselves.
Just say you will.
Say you will.
Say.
Well, friends and neighbors, thank you for allowing me to be a part of this wonderful day right here with you. Thank you so much for listening to this edition of the Jason Kirtman Show. I'm going to leave you with a great musical piece by Mr. Floyd Kramer. It's called Hang On, and that's what you can do this week because it's going to be loads of fun as you spend quality time with the ones you love. I don't have to remind you, I know that. I'm talking especially about those children. And don't forget to check out my website at jasonkirtman.com. That's C-U-R-T-M-A-N. In the meantime, I'll see you next time on this wonderful station. God bless.